Today we'll have my May 2019 trip report. That's coming up on this episode 212 of WWE Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for this episode. As I often do, I recorded daily updates during my recent trip, and this is them all compiled together. And if you are following along in real time, then I also have a couple of new updates at the end that were not posted in real time because they were tacked on at the end. So this trip included staying in a suite at Art of Animation, and it also included eating at Ohana twice, eating at Be Our Guest twice. It was time at Animal Kingdom, which is in full Lion King mode, and a lot more. So without any further ado, here are my daily updates from my May trip. Hello. Art of Animation Resort. It is 6:06 p.m. and I am walking with Heather to dinner. We are catching a lift to the Polynesian so we can have dinner at Ohana. And I just want to let you know that we are staying in a car suite. We had originally booked a Little Mermaid room, but occasionally you'll get lucky and have magical upgrades, which will bump you up to another level of room. But please never, ever, ever expect it. It has rarely happened to me in all my trips, but it is so amazing when it does and you luck out with that upgrade. So we are in a car suite, which is fantastic because we each get our own bathrooms and separate bedrooms. Well, one bedroom and then the other one is a fold-out couch. And then the dining table is a desk that we can use to work because it's nice to have a place to put our laptops. So anyway, that's a great start to this trip. We have lots of things we're going to do, but I have learned on previous trips that if I tell you what we're going to do and then we don't do it, I feel silly. So I did tell you we're going to eat at Ohana because we have a reservation there, but after this, I'm just going to update you as we go. It is very hot in Orlando right now. I know that summers are hot, but it is very, very hot. The forecast has been like, I've been checking it every day before arriving. It's been like 97 degrees. So if you are coming, definitely be prepared for heat. We plan to take the afternoons off when we can so we can do computer work in the room when it's super hot. The mornings and the evenings are not too bad. They cool down considerably. But definitely be aware of that if you are coming during this time of year because it is super, super warm. Anyway, we are off. As always, follow along on Instagram if you want to see pictures as we go. And I'll be back later to tell you how Ohana was. Hello from Ohana. It is 10:17 p.m. and we actually got to the Polynesian probably around like 6:30 or so. And we had a 8:15 reservation at Ohana. And then before that, we decided to do some things at the Polynesian. We had some things to take pictures of, and then we got drinks at the Tambu Lounge, which is right next to Ohana. We had Lapu Lapu drinks, which are rum drinks served in pineapples, and they are delicious, been around forever. And then we checked into Ohana. They don't allow you to check in, or they didn't, until 30 minutes beforehand, even though we were a little bit earlier than that. We had to check in 30 minutes beforehand, and then we were seated. The reason that we were here to have dinner is because in the past I have not been a huge fan of the experience here, but I know it is a big favorite of a lot of people, so I thought I need to give it another shot. And so we did, and I'm so, so glad that we did because it was really an incredible experience. Really good value of a dining credit if you're on the dining plan. But it started from when we were they texted to say your table's ready, and then they walked us in the restaurant and they picked up bread. And we went to the table with our bread, and then they brought salad, and then they brought these noodles and vegetables and just incredible food, one after another. And then meat, it's like a Brazilian steakhouse where you can have chicken and shrimp and steak as much as you want. And by the time we were to the meat, we were already so full on other things. We didn't get a whole lot of it, but we definitely did have some. And then incredible dessert, and we ordered one more drink. I had a pineapple ale, which was delicious, and I highly recommend it. Heather had a sangria, which is also good. And we were seated by the window, which we didn't ask for a window. Once again, we just like the upgrade earlier, we didn't expect it. But we were seated by the window, which meant we got to watch the electrical water pageant, which is some like lit up sort of floats that are on the water every night, but then also fireworks. Happily ever after fireworks were at Magic Kingdom, and they piped the music into Ohana, so we got to watch the fireworks. It's not as good as the old Wishes fireworks because so much of Happily Ever After is about the projections as opposed to the fireworks, but we were right there at the window, so it was nice to be able to listen to music and to see what fireworks we could see from where we were seated. So it was really lovely. People on Instagram were saying, what time was your reservation for you to be able to see the fireworks? We were, 8:15 was our reservation. Fireworks were at 9 p.m. tonight, I believe. So that worked out really well for us. And anyway, overall, really, really lovely experience. And I'm glad that we came because I think I'm a fan, just like so many people. And that is going to be the end of our first arrival day. We will be in the parks tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you what we're doing because if we don't do it, I'll feel silly. But I will keep you updated as we go. Hello from Hollywood Studios. It is 10:15 a.m. and on Friday. And we are here to do a few things today that I am going to talk about as we go, but we also have to do some computer work back in the room in a little bit. So the first thing that we wanted to try out is Lightning McQueen Academy, because it opened right after our last trip in March. I think it opened March 31st, and so this is our first time seeing it, and so we're excited to do that. The Lightning McQueen Academy area is back by Rockin' Roller Coaster at Hollywood Studios, and it is a new show featuring Lightning McQueen. And there's actually a few elements to this new area that they've built. One of them is the actual academy. You go inside the building, and it's not 360 degree screens, but it's probably like 270 degrees. It's almost all the way around. And they play images from a race, and Lightning McQueen Academy is on the stage, and so you can watch that. I would say it's not a must-do at all, but if you have little ones and want to get out of the heat in the afternoon, it's great because it's air conditioned, it's not busy. So something to add to your like do at any time sort of list, especially if you're trying to get out of the heat or the rain. But in addition to that show, you can actually meet Cruz Ramirez. There's a PhotoPass photographer station, so you can get your picture taken together there. DJ is also here, but there's not a PhotoPass photographer station, but you can snap your own picture with DJ. And then lastly, there's a dance party where there are cast members that are dancing, and then they invite kids to join in and dance along with them. So there's a lot of music. But I am actually in the lobby of the restrooms that are back in this area because it is so loud with all the music outside. But these bathrooms are really cold, which is great because it's hot outside. And there are lots of them, and it's not busy at all. So if you need a bathroom spot, the bathrooms back here are good place to go because there aren't that many people using them. So anyway, that's the whole Lightning McQueen Academy area. So overall, cute for little ones, but certainly not a must-do. And the reason I have to mention, or I feel like I should mention must-dos, is that everything's getting very competitive with the parks. They just keep opening new things, which is really fun. But when you have like a week-long family vacation, you have to pick and choose how you're going to spend your time. And we can't say everything's a must-do because there's just not time for it. So I would say it is a very optional thing to fit into your trip, but a chance to get out of the sun and rain and entertain little ones. So that is it for now. I'll be back in a little bit to tell you what we do next. It is noon at Hollywood Studios, and after the last update, we went to the extended preview for Toy Story 4, which is currently showing at Walt Disney Presents. Walt Disney Presents regularly has extended previews right before movies come out, so if you happen to want to go in there, that's a great spot to go for air conditioning and to just relax for a bit. That's another one of those good afternoon options. And so right now it's Toy Story 4, and after that I assume it'll be Lion King. But anyway, it's a good 17-18 minute preview. and it looks really, really, really good. I think this is going to be another emotional one with some good new characters. So I can't wait to see the full thing when it comes out June 21st. I sound like an advertisement for Disney. anyway, so that was really good. And then we headed, it was only like 11 a.m. at the time, but for some reason I get hungry earlier when I'm here, which doesn't make sense because I'm normally on Central Time Zone, but we headed to Backlot Express for lunch. And the good thing about getting hungry at 11 a.m. is that most people are not eating then. So you have your choice of seats and the lines to get your food are shorter, but it is a quick service location that has mobile order, so I highly recommend it. We were the only ones there waiting for our food while the other standby normal lines were quite, you know, decently long. But anyway, good food. There's this sandwich or entree there that I love. It's fried chicken with biscuits and a strawberry glaze, and it's just delicious. So I had that. Heather had the Cuban sandwich, and we just happened to really like those things. So we had a good lunch, and now it's noon, and we're done with lunch, and now everybody else is going to restaurants, and they're getting busy. We were talking about, when I was looking to mobile order, I pulled up the mobile order option in the app, and we were looking at the quick service restaurants that were listed, and we were going through them, going, nope, that one's outside, that's outside, that's outside. And then we started thinking, other people, especially when you're here during a hot time, should probably know which restaurants are going to be cooler than others, because like if you were to eat at one of the outside locations, it's just so much hotter, and so it's a nice break to go somewhere that's air conditioning. So Backlot Express happens to have some inside air conditioning seating, but even the stuff that's outside is at least covered, so it's not in the sun. But yeah, ABC Commissary is one that is inside. It is closed for now, but it'll reopen this summer. So anyway, we're just thinking about that as a potential content thing of telling people which things are inside. It's a good chance to get out of the rain, out of the sun. And anyway, so that's just a thought that we had. Then we walked by the Jedi training area. There's a sign that says training spot still available. And as always, I went to talk to a cast member to see what the patterns have been there. And he said for the last few weeks, they haven't been filling up at all. And I said, what about days when you do fill up? What does that look like? And what time does the spots get totally taken? He said on a really, really, really busy day, it might be full as soon as 10:30. So there's, people always ask about that. So I always check. And so our advice normally is to go to Toy Story Land if you're here at park opening, so that you can go do those rides and then sign up for Jedi training. You can also sign up for Jedi training before the park's officially open. So if you were to arrive at Hollywood Studios at 8 a.m. on a 9 a.m. opening day, you could sign up for Jedi training and then get a Toy Story Land. But even if you can do it beforehand, there is almost always spots available for Jedi training into the day. So you could go knock out one or two or all three rides in Toy Story Land and then head over to Jedi training for signups. Anyway, so that is the latest information from there. We are going to be going through some shops on our way out of the park, but we have to go back to the room to do computer work now, because Fridays I send out an email to the email list. And if you're not on the email list, you might want to hop on. Last Friday in the email list, I invited people to attend a free viewing of The Lion King in July that I am hosting in Texas. And all 135 spots got filled within less than 24 hours. So that only went out to the email list, nowhere else. And I usually just recap the like major news of the week and that kind of stuff there. So if you're not on the email list, do that. But I am headed back now to send that email to tens of thousands of people, and then we will be back in the park this evening. Talk to you then. Hello from Animal Kingdom. It is 6:48 p.m. and we've been here for a little while. When we first arrived, our goal was to try to take some pictures because the special Lion King photo pass opportunities are only until about 5. And so you have to do those before they stop them. And I'm not sure we actually caught them, but we'll see when they show up in the PhotoPass account if there are any magic shots. But FYI, if you want the special magic shots, you can come during the day. And we went and looked at the Lion King merchandise because there is a lot of special Lion King merchandise in the shops now. And may have gotten a couple of things. So we went and snagged that. And then we headed to Pizza Fari where we had mobile ordered. And if you're on the Disney Dining Plan, there's a lot of good snacks there that for a meal. We aren't on the Disney Dining Plan, but we just happened to choose a bunch of snacks to put together our dinner. We had Caesar salad, garlic knots, tomato basil soup, and then there is a special Lion King cupcake that we had for our dessert. We hadn't been to Pizza Fari in a long, long time. We both used to go there a lot when we had little ones because pizza is always an easy one with little kids and it's air conditioned, so that was a good choice. But as kids got older, we made other choices. But anyway, it was okay. It was really loud in there. The back room used to be my favorite place to sit, and now it's reserved for family style dining. And so only the main dining room was available, and it was very, very loud. And so that was kind of difficult. And it was also hard to find a table. I think with so many of the tables being reserved for the family style dining, it just reduced it for the rest of us. But overall, the food was good, and it was convenient to have mobile ordering there. So we did that. And then we're using some fast passes now. We went and rode Kilimanjaro Safari. We are headed to Expedition Everest now. And then the last thing that we are going to do is Rivers of Light because it is officially the first day of the new version of the show, which, as you guessed it, is going to feature more Lion King. So we are here for that. And we have a fast pass so that we can see how that seating works out for us. So I will let you know when I know more. Back later. It is 9:42 at Animal Kingdom, and we are headed out. I ducked off of the main path where everybody was exiting and went into one of the little tiny paths that is near the oasis at the front of the park so that I could record without lots of noise. So we used a couple fast passes. We went on the safari and Expedition Everest. Heather tested out some motion sickness goggles on Expedition Everest, and the ride photo that we saw on the screen is so hilarious. I can't wait for it to appear in my account, and I'll be posting on Instagram. I'm not sure the goggles actually worked for her on Expedition Everest, but she'll try them on a couple other things. She gets kind of motion sick, which is why she's trying them out. So if they happen to work, we will let you know more information about those. But then we went to Rivers of Light because we had a fast pass for it. Tonight was the debut of the Rivers of Light We Are One version. And before we got in line, we went to the, I can't pronounce it, but it's a truck. It's like a floral bus truck near the Fast Pass entrance for Rivers of Light. It's called Anandapur, I think. And they serve soft serve ice cream. So they have floats. You can pick the soda and ice cream that you want in your floats. They have soft serve ice cream in a cup. But also they have a new one that is Lion King themed, that is Worms and Grub, I think it's called. That's what I got. Anyway, you can choose the ice cream flavor, and then they put a gummy worm in it and a ladybug, and it's in a green cone. So anyway, super cute. And we got that before getting in line for the Fast Pass. We actually were in line very early, but just because it was the first night of this particular show, we wanted to make sure we had a good spot. And they started letting people go in to the Rivers of Light scene around 8 o'clock, and it was for a 9 o'clock show. So we had a lot of time. We probably waited about 90 minutes or so before it started in total. And so then it started. I did an Instagram live of it, if you would like to watch it. But essentially, if you saw the old Rivers of Light, you will know that it began with various floats coming out into the water. There was like boats and animals, like lit up animal floats, and they still have those, but they don't start the show. They start the show with the water screens of various imagery from movies, including Lion King. Unfortunately, the imagery isn't crisp and clear, so it's kind of blurry screens and music, and then the floats come out and the boats, and so it's kind of nice. I don't know, it's sort of hard, I think, to recommend it when there are other shows at other parks. Including Hollywood Studios, where we're going to go see a new projection show tomorrow night. So it's fine. I think that people might appreciate the incorporation of some of the familiar characters, and some of the music is from Lion King. And anyway, so if you want to watch it, go and check my Instagram live, which will be saved for 24 hours on my feed, on my Instagram story. And we are going to try to go back and edit some pictures and see if we can find some good ones. It's really hard to get a good, crisp picture of a blurry show, but we're going to give it a try. Anyway, so that is the end of our Animal Kingdom day. Well, it ended with Animal Kingdom. Oh, I did mention the Tree of Life Awakenings, which is the music that you hear behind me. The Tree of Life Awakenings are my favorite way to end any Animal Kingdom day, but they added a Lion King one. These projections on the Tree of Life show just every few minutes, kind of continuously. And they've had, I think, 4 versions. They always have, but now they have added a Lion King version. And so we stayed for that to watch that. So on your way out of Animal Kingdom, be sure to check that out. Okay, now that's really the end of our Animal Kingdom time for tonight. And tomorrow we will be bright and early at Magic Kingdom, and I'll be here to tell you all about it. Good morning from the Magic Kingdom. It is 8:45 a.m. today. We have already eaten at Be Our Guest restaurant. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that before we move on to do other things. So we had a reservation at 8:05 a.m., which would normally be a pre-park opening reservation, but today the park opened at 8 a.m., so we actually ended up eating right when the park was open. I don't recommend that for most people. If touring and riding rides is a priority for you, then do not eat breakfast while the park is open like that. But in our case, we just really wanted to revisit Be Our Guest restaurant, so we kept the reservation. If you have a pre-park opening reservation or a reservation that goes up until 15 minutes after the park is open. So in our case, the park opened at 8. We had an 8:05. If we had 8:10, 8:15, you can go in the special breakfast reservation line at the front of the park. The perk to this is that you get to go into a special line that gets in the park about 5 minutes before the rest of the crowd. So we were able to get in and walk down Main Street towards Be Our Guest before the main crowds were let into the park. We stopped for pictures, which is, you know, a great thing to do before everybody is in the park and in the way. So we got some photopass pictures, took pictures of the castle, and then eventually made our way to Be Our Guest. When we got to Be Our Guest, we checked in, and if you have pre-ordered online, you are put in a different line than the people who haven't pre-ordered, and it saves a whole lot of time. We are one of the very first people in the restaurant, and we got to just go to our table and wait for it to be delivered to us. So if you are a listener of mine, please never eat at Be Our Guest breakfast or lunch without pre-ordering. It does save a lot of time. It's such a popular restaurant that you need to do anything you can to sort of optimize your experience, or you're just going to end up waiting for a while. So do that. You can do that up to 30 days ahead of time. And it's not the same thing as mobile ordering, because you can do it up to 30 days ahead. Mobile ordering is for quick service locations that you can do the same day, but you can do this from home before you even get to Disney World. The payments for the pre-order can be decided after you get here. So in our case, Heather did the pre-order and then I paid for it. So you can do the payments. There's buttons that say, I'm gonna split the check. There's all different kind of options. So the payment can be decided here, but your order should be placed ahead of time, if at all possible. Once you are in, there are 2 of the 3 dining rooms are open, the main dining room and the Rose Room. The Rose Room is the dark room where they have the flower on display with the petals falling. That room is much smaller, and so that a perk to getting here early is that you can get into that room before it gets full. And so I would recommend that if staying in that room, sitting in that room is a priority for you. That's where we sit. So the main dining room gets quite loud too. It's very pretty, but it does get quite loud. So the smaller one has its benefits. Anyway, let's see. Food. You can split entrees, and we saw several people doing this. It's super smart. The portions are pretty big, and especially if you have little kids, you could just order like 2 entrees and split them with your kids. There is pastry, like a tray of pastries brought to the table, so it's quite a bit of food. I think it feels kind of like a restaurant, and so you might think everyone has to order, you know, their own food. But you actually don't have to do that. You can order whatever you want, as little or as much, and I would highly recommend splitting it, especially if you have children. The beverages are self-serve, so you can get, you know, coffee and different things like that. Is it anything else? I think that is enough. And one of our most popular pieces of content on the website is about eating at Bjargast, and we cover breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I've just sort of tried to recap some of the highlights from there that are fresh in my mind because I just left the restaurant. So now we are off to do a scavenger hunt of various things that we want to try, and I will let you know how it goes. Hello again from Magic Kingdom. It is 10:05 a.m. and we have been hitting several things in a row, and I wanted to update you on that. If you hear a noise in the background, we are at Cosmic Array Starlight Cafe. It's only 10:05 and they open at 10:30, but you can come in here. It's a great air-conditioned spot to take a break. We grabbed a bottle of water at a nearby stand, and we are just sitting here reviewing some photos, and I'm doing this, and then we're going to head over somewhere else, a different part of the park next. But it's very, very hot, and I just keep wanting to emphasize that. You have to be careful when it is like this. So we went to Haunted Mansion to ride it because they have a new on-ride photo. It was rumored or promised for a long time, but it didn't actually roll out until very recently. So we wanted to go ride that so we could see what it looks like for ourselves. Incidentally, on-ride photos are taking a long time to appear in your PhotoPass account. I think they're taking extra steps to review them because people do who knows what went in those photos, and they don't want them to come through if someone's doing something inappropriate. So I still don't have on-ride photos from yesterday, even though I scanned my Magic Band at Expedition Everest to get the photo. I think it's just going to take a while. So this Haunted Mansion photo, who knows how long it's going to take, but I will post it once I get it, assuming we don't look like total fools. So we did Haunted Mansion, and then we went in front of the castle because they have a new picture that has cameras that are positioned up above, and they kind of zoom in from, it's like an above zoom shot. And the meeting place for this is the East Garden in the hub area. And this is a little bit tricky to find, so I want to explain it in case you're interested. So in front of the castle, the whole big area is called the hub between Main Street and the castle. And the East Garden is on the side of Tomorrowland and pretty close to on the end where the Plaza Inn restaurant is. So there is a PhotoPass photographer station there. You will likely see people posing in a very different way than everyone else because they are staring at buildings and there is no photographer in front of them because it is taken with the cameras on top of the building. Anyway, I don't know, that may sound confusing, but it is in the East Garden on the Tomorrowland side, not too far from the Plaza. And if you've ever done the dessert party, I think it's the same garden that is for the dessert party. So that might give you an idea if you've been before. But anyway, I don't know if this is a permanent thing, but it is a new thing. And I posted pictures on my Instagram story if you want to check it out. I might post it on my main Instagram feed later. It's just easier to post on the Instagram story quickly as we go throughout the day. But anyway, this photo gives you a video where it zooms in on you and it gives you some still photos. One is zoomed out, one is zoomed in. So you get like a series of photos from there. Then we went and met Merida. We just hadn't done that before, done it in a long time. And she has a really great area that is on the path near Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe, where we are now. And she has a great just like set that is fantastic. So she's really great character. Lots of personality and cute photos from there. And then we came here. So we are headed to a different part of the park next to do some things, and I will let you know that when we have checked that off the list. It is 12:29 at Magic Kingdom, and we are walking out of Frontierland to go to the next thing that we were going to do, but we just got back from Tom Sawyer Island. The raft that you board to go over to Tom Sawyer Island is near Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, that area, and then you take the very short ride over there, and you can explore the island and walk around, but sometimes they have a restaurant called Aunt Polly's open, and it's very seasonal. Like, I think the last time was in March during spring break, and it's open this weekend during Memorial weekend, and so we thought we would go over and try it. However, it was easily one of the most disappointing experiences of our lives because it's supposed to open, not of our lives, but of our Disney World time. That is the Liberty boat. It is so loud. Anyway, it's supposed to open at 11, Aunt Polly's is, and we were there at 11 waiting for it, and it didn't open until 11:45. And then once it did open, then the cast members were incredibly rude and very unprofessional. So very disappointing. The food, however, was delicious. They have barbecue sliders, and they have peanut butter, banana, and Nutella sandwiches. So we got one of each and split them, so we each got to try them. And they were delicious. They also have a lot of slushes. Lemonade slush, sweet tea slush. You can do a combination. Oh my gosh. So loud. And so we got that. And there was some seating area that's covered, so it wasn't hot. Once we got our food, it was great. But man, that the service and the wait was ridiculous. And there were several people waiting with us who knew. Also knew that it was supposed to open at 11 and it didn't. So that was that experience, and now we are back in the main part of the park and off to our next thing. One 19, and we are at the bus stop getting ready to head back to the resort because it is hot, and we have computer work to do, and we don't get a whole lot of sleep when we're doing stuff late at night and then have to be up early for early reservation. So we're going to be at the hotel this afternoon, but we did a couple more things before we left Magic Kingdom since I last updated. First of all, we went and met Tink. She is in Town Square Theater and very popular, so if Tink is a priority, I would definitely look at getting a fast pass for that. We had a fast pass. And the reason that we wanted to meet Tink today is because she has automated PhotoPass cameras, which means there is not a photographer stationed there. There are cameras that are mounted on the wall that take pictures of you as you interact with Tink. The cameras go off every few seconds, and so it's kind of, you know, it's not intentional, it's just occasional. But there's one camera mounted a little bit lower, one that's a little bit higher. And then after you meet Tink, you go over to a kiosk and you scan your Magic Band. On the screen is the photos that were taken of you. There were a few issues with ours because the people before us had their pictures on the screen. And so we had to wait until those were cycled through to scan ours. And Tink was helping us with it. I'm not sure how I feel about these automated cameras. We'll see. Haven't seen the pictures yet. But this is a new thing that may be spreading to other locations, so we wanted to give it a try. So we'll let you know when we get the pictures. And then after meeting Tink, we decided to head over to Guest Relations before leaving the park, because our experience at Aunt Polly's restaurant on Tom Sawyer Island was so unfortunate that we wanted to say something. So we went, normally I go to leave compliments, not to leave complaints, but in this case, they were just so unprofessional that I'd never really seen anything like it. And so we did that. We went and let them know what our experience was. I was not expecting anything. I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't expecting anything. I just wanted them to know what had happened today so that they could improve it. But they did compensate us. I'm not going to say what they did because I don't want people marching in there saying, well, Shannon got this and that's what I need because something bad happened to me. That is not what I want. I don't want anybody to feel entitled. I certainly did not. I just wanted to let them know what had happened. And so they, you know, we walked away feeling better about the situation. So that was a good experience. We also did leave a compliment for another cast member that we had a good experience with. I have mentioned before that you can tweet about the cast members and they try to track them down. They print out the compliment tweet and they give it to the cast member and take a picture and tweet it back to you often. And so you can do that with the hashtag cast compliment and tweet it to @WDWtoday. So anyway, that was our experience at Guest Relations, and we walked out to the bus stop and we're headed back. So I'll be back later. We will be at Hollywood Studios tonight and I'll let you know all about that. Hello, it is 9:51 p.m. at Hollywood Studios, and I have a few things to update you on. So we came here tonight to do the Star Wars dessert party. Not only did we need to redo the dessert party because it had been a little bit since we had been there, but we also wanted to have reserve viewing for the new production show that they just launched this month for the anniversary of the park, because although they give you reserve viewing for the fireworks, you also get reserve viewing for the projections beforehand, and so we are looking forward to having both. But unfortunately, it didn't end up quite that way, so here's what happened. We checked in for the dessert party. If you haven't heard me say it before, I highly recommend checking in really early because they will give you your wristband or your lanyard, and you can get that out of the way and then go in the party as early as possible. That way you have first dibs and a more time for all the food and drinks. So we did that. We were actually first in line getting into the party because we have learned that if we're first, then we can get better pictures, because there's nothing grosser than food pictures that where it looks picked over. And so we were first and we got in, and we did have drinks and food, and it's really delicious. So Star Wars party, dessert party, has fixed a lot of issues that I had with it in the past. In the past, they didn't have chairs, they didn't have assigned tables, and they had those. They also do incorporate the characters more than they used to. It used to be that you had the dessert party next to the characters, but now they have stormtroopers that kind of come through. And they did have many people go meet Kylo Ren before being seated for the party. So they do a lot better job, I think, than they used to. The viewing for the fireworks is the main issue I have, because the reserved area is so, so close to the show that I feel like it's too close. It used to be further back. And so for the party itself, I think it's a great party, but then the viewing is not the best. But at least you don't have to camp out and find a spot. I'm sorry if the music is loud. Hollywood Studios can just turn the volume up sometimes. Anyway, so we were at the dessert party, and the cast members came around and told us that they were having technical issues with the shows, and so they were canceled, which is very, very rare. It just does not happen that much at Disney World. It does happen at Disneyland more, but we were surprised. But instead of going to the shows I mentioned to you, they said we have reserve viewing for Fantasmic. With the shows being canceled, the Star Wars fireworks being canceled, that meant Fantasmic was especially busy, because all the people that were playing on scene Star Wars now went to Fantasmic. So the theater was completely full, but they had a reserved area just for us. So we got to come in right before the Fantasmic began to see it from our area. And they walked through while we were watching it, and they were offering us snacks. So they offered us hot dogs, they offered us water, they offered us churros. And so they really tried to go out of their way to make it up to us. I know it wasn't their fault, but it's just a bummer when you book a Star Wars dessert party that you don't get to see the Star Wars fireworks. So overall, I think the Star Wars dessert party is still a great, 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 great booking. Good food, good drinks. The seating makes a lot more sense. There's characters incorporated. You get a plastic, like, Stein sort of thing as a gift at the end, and so overall I think it's still a good idea. We just had an unfortunate ending, but they did their best to make it up to us. So anyway, that is the end of our Hollywood Studios time. We're going to head back now, and tomorrow morning we'll be at Animal Kingdom. So we're doing something very special, so I'll let you know about that tomorrow. Hello, it is about noon at Animal Kingdom, and we have been here since around 8:30 this morning. Our primary focus was a tour that we had booked for today, but when we first got here around 8:30, the park opened at 8, and as you all know, my recommendation for touring is to be here before park opening, but we were not here for touring, so we showed up at 8:30, and we had a little bit of time before checking in for our tour, so we did something that is so fantastic to do at Animal Kingdom, which is to meander on some of the paths. The Tree of Life has paths that go in front of it and behind it on, like, sort of left to right. And so from, like, the Africa side over to the Asia side. And so we took the path in front of the tree over to one side, and then we took the path on behind the tree on the way back, and it's just beautiful. And that's where you can get the up-close pictures of the carvings that are on the Tree of Life, and I posted lots of those pictures on Instagram, sort of like a photo tour of the paths. It's really beautiful, and that's very easy to do in Animal Kingdom because it's so pretty. And then we did check in for our tour. We have been trying to do more and more tours every trip because they are so fantastic and have been like 100% great, but there are a lot of tours, so we are trying to, like, check them off the list gradually. And so we did the Caring for Giants tour today, which is about an hour long, and it includes elephants. And we were able to meet near Kilimanjaro Safari, which is where the check-in is. And then essentially what they do is take you in a bus back to the area where the elephants live. If you've been on the Kilimanjaro Safari ride, you know that there is a whole section just for the elephants, and this takes you behind that area. And we had this section where we could just sit and observe the elephants. So the special treat that I thought for, that we had today was that it was all males, because generally the males are by themselves. That has been kind of what people have always believed, is that male elephants live solitary lives. But apparently that is not true anymore, and so they are trying to create these sort of male groups, and that's what we were able to observe today. And so we had got lots of pictures, and we had cast members available to teach us lots of things about elephants. And after doing that for a little while, they drove us back to the spot where we had checked in near Kilimanjaro Safari. And that was that. So 1 hour, not a huge commitment. It was very warm, and as Animal Kingdom often is, but this time of year is as well. So, you know, that it got a little bit warm, but the area that we were hanging out in near the elephants is air conditioned, and the bus that they take you in is air conditioned. So there's plenty of chances to get out of the heat. But anyway, lovely tour. Great to be up close with the elephants and not just have to snap a quick picture on the safari ride. And so if that is something that you're interested in, I think that that is, it's a pretty low risk tour since it doesn't last for too long. So anyway, that was just another successful one that we've been able to check off the list. We then decided, it was only like 10:30, 10:45, and we were already hungry because, as I said before, I'm always so hungry so early, and so is she. So we did mobile order at Setuli Canteen, and we went over there and had a nice lunch. We've been really thinking a lot about the air-conditioned locations this trip, because every time we go to pick something, we try to pick some air-conditioned to give us a break. And we keep thinking, we need to make sure people know this. If it's your first trip, you may not know what's air-conditioned and what's not. But Setuli Canteen is inside. It's quick service, and it's a great chance to get out of the heat. Plus, they allow you to refill your drinks there. And since we were going through photos and trying to get caught up on social media, it was nice to be able to refill our drink while we were sitting there and doing some of that. So now we are headed out of Animal Kingdom because we have some computer things to do. The website redesign is launching soon, and we have a lot of work to do before that happens. So we're going to do that this afternoon. And then tonight we will be heading to Disney Springs. And so I will tell you all about that when we do it. Talk to you later. Hello, it is 8:53 p.m. from Disney Springs, and we have spent the evening here mostly on the east side, which we do not get over to as often as the other parts of Disney Springs. But we ate at Haleo, which is on the east side, so we decided to spend some time at the nearby businesses as well, and that has been really fun. So on my Instagram stories, I posted pictures about the different businesses. There is, for instance, a running store that has a lot of Disney-themed running merchandise, which is fantastic. They used to have the tennis shoes that are Disney-themed that were sold at Run Disney events. You could buy them at that store, but there isn't a Disney running shoe partnership anymore. But there is, like, shirts and things like that that you can get there, which is great. Then next door to that, there is a, I think it's called Curl by Sammy Duvall. And they have custom toms that you can have hand painted, and you can order them, and there's the turnaround on that varies, but they had told us today that you could get them by the next day if you order them today, and then you just hand paint them right there at the store. They also appear at Festival of the Arts when that is going on, but you can do that in Disney Springs at any time. And then we went to Haleo for dinner. And that is a pretty new restaurant in Disney Springs. They serve tapas, it's a signature restaurant. And this is our first time there. I will talk about the good things. The good things that we saw about it were the service was great. The house-made sangria was delicious. We may have had a carafe and split it. And then the various tapas that we ordered. I always find tapas a little bit awkward because I don't know how much to order. You have to share it, you know, and so you have to agree on it. So that makes it a little bit more difficult. But we had three different kinds of cheese to start off. And then we had these mini cider hamburgers and some potatoes. And it was all good, but I just found it to be a little bit pricey for what it was. And the atmosphere was pretty loud. So if it's a place, if you want to go somewhere quiet, and then I think it's probably not your best option. I also don't think it's super family friendly just due to the menu. But not bad, but I think that there's just a lot of competition in Disney Springs because there's so many good restaurants. And so I'm not sure that one is at the top of the list, but it wasn't a bad experience. So that was that. We also went by a photo studio that is near Haleo, where you can get your picture taken and they edit you into various characters. And so we did that. Lots of different characters, Inside Out, and we did Haunted Mansion, and they had Star Wars. They had a whole bunch, and we ended up buying that. I'll be posting more information about that later. These studios for this picture studio also exist in the parks, in all the parks except for Animal Kingdom. And so that is something you can do. We'll have more information on that later, but it was really fun. And now we are headed out. In case you hear buses in the background, we are at the bus stop getting ready to board the bus. I did want to talk about the transportation in Disney Springs, because on the way here, we looked at the map to see where Haleo was located and made our transportation decision based on that, which meant that we took a lift to the end of the west end, I mean the east end of Disney Springs, because it was the closest to the restaurant. And that saved us a lot of steps because it is so hot. So we had the lifts drop us off there. And I think that you really need to think about, if you're going to do Disney transportation, it's going to be the buses, which drop you off in the center. And make sure you allow enough time to be dropped off at the center and then get to wherever you're going. Because, for instance, if you're going to Rainforest Cafe, it's all the way at the end of Disney Springs. So you need to allow plenty of time for the trip to Disney Springs and then to walk over to Rainforest Cafe on the other end. But if you are willing to be open to all forms of transportation, then you should determine it based on your location. Uber and Lyft can drop off at either end of Disney Springs, the extreme ends, west side, east side. Taxis drop off in the kind of the middle west side, between the middle and the west side, at near Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Cars, if you have your own car, there are different parking garages, and you should figure out which parking garage is closest to where you will be. I just want you to plan that out, because it can be deceptively large and it can make you late to reservations if you don't sort of plan ahead. And that is what something that we thought through before we came here. Saved us a lot of steps and a lot of sweat. So we are headed out tonight, and we will be in the parks tomorrow. Hello, it is 10:10 a.m. on Monday, and the sounds that you may hear in the background are from the Polynesian. We started our day with breakfast at Ohana. You may recall the other night we did dinner at Ohana, and today we did breakfast. It was my goal for this trip to make sure that we had gone back to Ohana, because it has been such a long time. So we did both dinner and breakfast. Really fantastic experience. It is on par with Garden Grill in terms of the food being really great, and it's served family style, which makes it a lot easier if you don't want to get up and down with your kids to go to and from the buffet. And it also, buffets can make it difficult to meet all the characters, because you get up to get a new plate and the character comes by and you miss them, and then, you know, it's kind of just a logistical nightmare, as opposed to family style with everything being brought to your table and then you just wait for the characters there. So I think that if Lilo, Stitch, and Mickey are an appealing trio to you, and you get to meet Pluto out front, not in the restaurant, but out front, then this is a good place, especially if you're staying at the Polynesian. I mean, that's a perk of staying here, is that you do have a lot of good on-site eating, and you should, as always, take full advantage. I'm a big fan of eating near where you are, or in this case, eating where you are. So Ohana breakfast, the character meal is only breakfast. So if you want to meet those characters, you have to do it in the morning. I know for a lot of people that want to do rope drop, that is a conflict with touring time. That's why I hadn't done it in a long time, because I usually am touring. But, you know, you might have an off day or a late start or whatever it is. And it's really delicious food, good character interaction, just really fun time. So we are going to go to Epcot and do a few things that we need to do for the website. And from the Polynesian, we can take a walking path over to the Ticket and Transportation Center to hop on the monorail to Epcot from there. Again, a perk of staying at the Polynesian is that you can do the two different monorails fairly easily. So we'll be doing that, and then updating you from Epcot a little bit later. It is 3:44 from our hotel room at Art of Animation. I normally record these in the parks, as you all know, because sometimes it's really loud. But I just realized I forgot to record anything when we were at Epcot today, partially because we weren't doing like a particular thing at Epcot that I wanted to report back. We kind of more like had a checklist of things that we were doing. And then I posted on Instagram a Q&A. There's a Q&A kind of tag that you can use, function that you can use. And so I say, sometimes when I'm in the parks, I say, here's where I am. What do you want me to check into? And it's kind of fun to make it into a scavenger hunt to answer the questions that have been posted. So we kind of did our own little checklist plus some of the questions that were asked. And so it was kind of like a lot of random stuff. But let me start back. The last time I talked to you, it was when we had just left Ohana. So we were going to walk from the Polynesian to the Ticket and Transportation Center to take the monorail over to Epcot. And I just want to mention that while that is convenient to be able to get on both the resort monorail to Magic Kingdom and the Epcot monorail, it is also a pain in the rear to go to the Epcot monorail because you actually have to go through security twice. They have security at the Ticket and Transportation Center and at Epcot. So just FYI, it's going to take more time for security. But we ended up getting to Epcot, and today it was really, really busy. I have a feeling all the parks probably were, but it was definitely noticeable, and that included, I like to use the Seas with Nemo and Friends, which is basically the ride that you take to get into the Seas building. It usually has no line, like it's super easy to walk onto, but today it had a long wait, and that is how you know Epcot is really busy, is when the Seas is really long. Spaceship Earth had an 80-minute wait when I looked and took a screenshot and posted it on Instagram. You know, it was just busy, and on top of that, it was hot. It's over 100-degree heat index. And so I always make jokes that we're like on lily pads, air conditioned lily pads. So we go from one air conditioned spot to another, and you have to be really, really careful when it's this hot because it's so easy to get heat exhaustion. I have actually gotten very, very sick on trips before where I throw up, and I think that the reason is dehydration. And so we have to like go from air conditioned spot to air conditioned spot and drinking lots of water along the way. So we did that. And it also worked for us because we had so many like random things to check into. So a lot of people wanted to see what the construction for the new space themed restaurant looks like, what the Guardians of the Galaxy looks like, Ratatouille ride, that kind of stuff. So if you want to follow along and see the questions that we answered, you can do that on my Instagram story, at least as long as they're up for 24 hours. And so we just kind of meandered our way through Epcot. We had a lot of pictures that we wanted to get for the website and just, you know, things that aren't necessarily worth talking about, but they're things that we have to do for our work. We ended up at the International Gateway. And by the way, that area is such a mess. It's so much construction and just, it was disorienting to be there because everything is in a different spot than normal. But anyway, we walked to the Beach Club as I often do. And we went inside the Beach Club and just sat down in the air conditioning for a little bit and grabbed a treat at Beaches and Cream. So Beaches and Cream is a place that you can eat at the Beach Club. You can eat there with a dining reservation. They're very limited because the restaurant is so small. But there's a to-go counter right next to the place where the seating is. And so we did that. And the other night at Ohana, I had the Ace Pineapple Hard Cider, but at Beaches and Cream, they have floats that you can make that combine alcohol and ice cream, including the Ace Pineapple Hard Cider with sherbet. You could probably get, you know, any kind of ice cream that you want, but the Tropical Sunrise is what it's called, and it's Ace Pineapple Hard Cider with rainbow sherbet. And so that's what I got, and it was delicious. And so that's a really good option if you want to just walk up and do something. And then we took a lift back to Art of Animation, which only took a few minutes. And now we are back and we are taking a shower because I am telling you, 2 showers a day, 2 outfits a day. This is why I spent so much time yesterday doing laundry, because I knew I was going to run out of clothes because you go through them so fast when it's this hot. So we are headed back to Disney Springs, and I will talk more about that later. It is 10:43 p.m. and I'm back at the resort. We went to Disney Springs tonight and we ate at Maria and Enzo's, which was really lovely. It's one of the new restaurants. It's Italian. And one thing that was interesting about it was that they seated us in a different dining room than the main dining room, because they tend to put people in this separate dining room who don't have kids, which was fantastic for us because we were chatting And I just never seen them do that before. So really great service, fantastic food. We had appetizers, entrees, desserts, wine, coffee, tried a lot of different things, and it was really, really great. It's easy to get into Marienzo's. They have availability pretty much anytime. And I mean, if you're gonna have easy availability and great service and great food, I think that's a good trifecta. So really like Marienzo's. And it's beautiful decor, well themed. I don't know, loved it. So that is in Disney Springs, and I'm actually not sure of our plans tomorrow, but you'll be sure to hear about it as we go. Hello from Magic Kingdom. It is 12:40 p.m. on Tuesday, and we are actually headed out. We've been here since before park opening, but we were doing a lot of just like little random things that weren't worthy of an update along the way, but I wanted to record something before we leave. First of all, I'm going to just keep saying it. It's very, very, very hot. I know summer is hot in Florida, but it is just especially hot right now with heat index of 105 today. You have to be so, so, so careful. We have had so much water and taken so many breaks, and you just can't get as much done when it is like this. So temper your expectations if you are coming when it is like this. And get real familiar with the air conditioned places. So we got here around 8:20 this morning. We had a 7:58 bus at Art of Animation and got here around 8:20, which meant that we were 40 minutes before park opening, which is enough time to stroll down Main Street and take pictures. You can go in Starbucks at the Main Street Bakery, and you can line up for where you're going to head as soon as the park opens. They allow you to line up in the hub, and then you can head to whatever ride you're going on. They do a show on the stage in front of the castle that's very brief, and then they open all the lands. We actually headed to Haunted Mansion first, which is not normal. If you're doing a touring plan that is smart, you would not do that. But we went to Haunted Mansion because the other day when we rode it, the ride photo that we got was from somebody else. And we really need a ride photo of us that we can use when we are talking about ride photos on the website or on social media. And so we decided to go to Haunted Mansion first, and we rode separately to increase our chances of the Magic Band actually picking up the ride photo. If that happens to you, you could actually contact PhotoPass and see if they could get your photo, but we just decided to rewrite it and see if we can get it that way. We won't know if it works for probably a day or two because ride photos are taking so long to show up, but we will see soon, I guess in the next day or two, if they actually picked up our Magic Bands and got us instead of people that were riding near us. I was really surprised at the people that also went to Haunted Mansion with us at park opening, but I guess if everybody planned the same way, then the plans wouldn't work. But we definitely have plenty of people with us. There are so many people here today. It's very, very, very busy. I know that very, very busy scares a lot of people, but if you have a plan, it will work even during the busy times. And it's even more important when it's busy. So we did lots of just random things. On Instagram, I do occasionally this thing where I just say, you know, what do you want us to check into? And it's kind of like a scavenger hunt to answer people's questions. And I do that when we have the flexibility to go and check into things, because we have our own list of things to do while we're here. But it's not a problem to incorporate some of the things other people want. So we did things like we went and checked on the Tron construction. And the best way to get a view of that is to ride the People Mover, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority. And it goes right by the construction site, so you can see how things are coming along. If you want to see a picture of that, it's on my Instagram story for now. And then we did things like we went to Casey's Corner, because when it opened at 10:30, the cast members sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So there's a video of that. Someone requested that. I just got out of Harmony Barbershop, where people on Instagram had asked me, if you don't have a reservation there, how likely it is to be able to get in. And the answer is that if you show up at Harmony Barbershop early in the day, they open at 9, then your chances of getting a standby reservation are really great. But if you come later in the day, the spots may be filled. So it seems like you could definitely get in without having a reservation ahead of time, but just make sure you go earlier in the day to secure your spot. We did have lunch at Be Our Guest today. You may recall we had breakfast recently, but we also did lunch. It was good as usual. We got a sandwich and split it, and then we each got soup. And the reason I'm mentioning that is just to reiterate that you can order as much or as little as you want. Some people think that because it kind of feels like a table service restaurant, a breakfast and lunch, that you have to order an entree and a drink and desserts or whatever per person, but you don't. It's as little or as much as you want. They have all three rooms open for lunch as opposed to just two for breakfast, so you have more options. We actually had a reservation just afternoon, but we were hungry earlier than that, and we showed up, I think, at 11:25, and they were able to get us in. I can't say it enough. You must order ahead of time. It is such a saver. When you check in, they send you in a different line if you've already pre-ordered, and it's much, much faster. So highly recommend that. They do allow you to change your order if you already pre-ordered. They say, do you want to modify it? And they let you do that if you want to, and then you pay at that time. So that was lovely. I always like Bear. I actually like Bear Guest for all three meals, but it was good to have lunch again there because it had been a few months, at least for us. I'm trying to think what else we did while we were here. I don't know. We were just walking all over the place. But anyway, you can always follow along on Instagram, and you can always DM me if you have any questions. We are actually headed back to the hotel room now. We are going to take showers, maybe rest for a little bit, and then the rest of the day is pretty much going to be working. We are going to leave the park so we can go back and do computer work about the parks, because when we are physically together, it is sometimes easier to get certain tasks accomplished. So we're going to go ahead and do that this afternoon. But if there's anything worth reporting, I'll be back later to let you know all about it. It is Wednesday at 4:07, and I am at Orlando International Airport. Yesterday's update was made on the way out of Magic Kingdom, and then we spent the rest of the day doing computer things, which is fantastic for getting out of the horrible, horrible heat, but also we need to get computer stuff done, and it is much easier for us to get some tasks complete when we are together in person. So we were up until, I don't know, midnight doing work. And today is our departure day. So we did Resort Airline check-in as usual, which is one of my very favorite perks of staying in an on-site resort. And then we hung out in the food court area of Art of Animation doing things on our laptop, where the Wi-Fi was much, much better than in the rooms. And then took a lift to the airport, where we are now about to board our flight home. I just want to do one last voice memo update before wrapping up this trip. It was a fantastic trip, but as I mentioned a million times, it was hot. So it's not normal hot. Like, I've probably been this time of year about 10 times. Even before it was my job, this is the time of year that I would come, because we would, as soon as school got out, head here. And so I'm very, very used to the weather, and it is always hot, but this is extra hot. It's only happened twice out of maybe 10 times that it was this level. When it gets over like 100 degrees, like it's 105 heat index, it's just a special level of discomfort as compared to like 90. And so you just have to be careful. So this happened to be it. But I think tomorrow things are getting better and the heat's going to break a little bit, so it won't be quite so uncomfortable. Recap. Now that I'm staying at the resorts over and over again, because as you all likely know, I have stayed at every Disney World resort. So now I'm repeating them all. And so I never know what to say since it's not new to me. But Art of Animation is a fantastic resort. It's one of my favorites. If I had to pick one resort to recommend for families, it would be that one. And it's because the theming is so fantastic. Beautiful colors. Fun theming. It's just very, very kid friendly. They have fantastic pools and a good food court, and the buses are dedicated, meaning they only go between the resort and the parks. They don't stop at other resorts. They don't have any other internal stops like the moderates do. I just really, really love Art of Animation. It's mostly sweets themed after. Oh, there goes the announcement. Art of Animation is mostly sweets themed after Lion King, Finding Nemo, or my favorite, which is Cars. And they also have, did I say Little Mermaid? It's Finding Nemo, Lion King, and Cars. And then there are Little Mermaid rooms, which are like standard hotel rooms. They are on the very, very far end. They do not have promotions, like discounts that you can use. Little Mermaid rooms are really, really, really cute, but the convenience of them, the lack of convenience makes me not like them as much because it's such a long walk. But so the suites are really, really roomy. There's three different sleeping areas, two bathrooms, there's a little kitchenette, and there's just lots of space. They're like living in a little apartment, and and I just love, love, love them. So this time we stayed in a suite, a car suite. Last time I was there, I stayed in a Little Mermaid room. So now I've gotten to do both. And I just really, really recommend it. And Pop Century is right across the bridge. Like, you can easily walk to Pop Century. So one idea that I really love for multi-generational families is that if you are parents with small children, you might get a suite for your family, and then grandparents or other relatives that don't have small kids or need the space could stay at Pop Century, and you guys could, you know, pretty easily get back and forth to each other without too much trouble. So anyway, I like that idea. I did have some people ask me on Instagram to give an update on Heather's motion sickness goggles. Unfortunately, she just wore them on one ride, and they proved to be not durable enough for rides. They're just very flimsy, and she was having to physically hold them so they wouldn't fly off. They're just very, very flimsy. So hard to tell if they work when they don't stay on, but it could just be that brand that was like that, and maybe she can try again with something that will stay on. So anyway, I'll be back in early July, and that'll be my next trip updates. But in the meantime, we'll have some trip reports and other podcasts. Talk to you later. And I think that'll wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information, please check the show notes in your podcast app or go to the website wdwprepschool.com. Click on podcast at the top and scroll down to episode 212. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.